Today is a very momentous day in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi Shiurim that I give as Be'ezus Hashem. Today corresponds officially in the Dirshu calendar to Chaf Vav Teves 5779. And we are concluding, officially according to the cycle, the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. And today's daf is technically Kuf Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph, as well as Kuf Tzadi Hei Omid Beis. But I believe this is too much information for us to provide in one shir, so we'll actually have this shir for today in two separate shiurim. And we begin on the very top of Kuf Tzadi Hei Omid Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph, and yesterday we talked about if a person is lost in the desert, for example, Rahman al-Islam, he's captured by Goyim and in jail, he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, so how should he conduct himself? So he counts 7 days, and every seventh day he treats a Shabbos, and the other days of the week he's only allowed to work. The Mechaber told us the very top words of this Amud, Kidei Parnasoso Mitzum Tzemes. He's only allowed to work enough to make enough money for that day, and then he can't do any other Melachos, Daraisa or Darabanan, because he would be transgressing possibly Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Siv Katan Zayin. Akol Yom Namikoi. We're talking here on every single day over here that he's not allowed to do more work than is absolutely necessary for the food for that day. He can't do any extra work over here because in doing so, he might be in fact working on Shabbos. And therefore, even on the day that he's counting for his sixth day of the week, his Friday, he's not allowed to do extra work, that he shouldn't have to work on the day that he calls Shabbos, he's still not allowed to do extra work on that sixth day because he really doesn't know that that's really Friday. Maybe that day is really Shabbos. The day that he's counting is Friday may really be Shabbos. And the day that he's saying is his Shabbos is really Sunday. And therefore, how is he allowed to do anything on what is really Shabbos unless it's Pikuach Nefashos? And therefore, he's only permitted avol kidei parnasa mutar for what he needs for the livelihood of that day. It's pikuach nefashos if he doesn't eat, and therefore he's allowed to go work what he needs to make the amount of money that will satisfy his requirements for that day. Shenogea lepikuach nefashos, lepikuach nefesh. This is in fact a type of pikuach nefesh situation. Shimlo yasim melocha. If he doesn't do work, yomus bamidbar birov. He will eventually die over here in the desert of hunger. And what happens after the fact? So he in fact thought he was only going to make the $10 that he needed for today. But in fact, he made $20. So then the next day, he can't say, well, I'm entitled every day to do $10 worth of work. He's not allowed to work the next day until he uses up all of his extra funds. As we pointed out yesterday, he has to sell everything that he has. He has to borrow if he can in order that he shouldn't work because it possibly is Shabbos. This is brought down in the name of Tosefah Shabbos. The issue footnote number 4 brings down ubisug melocha shebepula achas shosem mirevach yosem michte panasos shosoyom. If you're doing an action, they'll pay you $20 to do this action. So you're only allowed to make $10 a day, we said. So the Pesach HaDvir brings down, as well as the Kaf HaChayim, Shemuter Lo Lasos Afilu Yosem Mipanasoso Shalos HaYom. If you're doing a single act, you're allowed to take more for it, and that will save you from having to do work on other days. However, Shelo Yase Od Melocha Ach Yocha Kol Hashesh Lo. But now that you have the $20, you shouldn't work until that $20 is used up. Likewise, if a person is in the desert over here during the month of Nisan, and he wants to go and earn extra money, in order to prepare for Pesach, so Rav Nissan Karlu Shlita is unsure in this situation what he should do. Is it permitted to work extra or not? The issue footnote number 5 adds from the Tosefah Shabbos further. Not that it was one act and he did it and he made $20 for it. He did two separate acts over here and he made an extra $10. He's allowed to use that money. We don't counsel him to use that money. I previously said if a person does work on Shabbos b'mezid, let's say a person cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, he's never allowed to get benefit from that tavshul, even kadesh yasu, even after the amount of time it would take him to make it after Shabbos. So here the din is different. Because you know why? Over there, it's a knas. You'll never use that food, and you'll have other food to make do with. But over here, if we don't allow you to use the extra $10 that you made today, you're going to have to do malacha anyway to kidei parnasoso in order to support yourself. And therefore, mahabdel oved hayom or mocher. So after the fact, if he already has the money, we allow him to get benefit from that work that he did, which he wasn't allowed to do, but we don't counsel him in that situation. The Mechaber continues and he writes, umutu lelech bo b'chol yom. Traveling, however, a person is allowed to do every single day of the week, even the day that he considers for himself Shabbos. Afilu biyom shemekadish bo, even the day that he's treating, making kiddush and havdalah for, even that day he's allowed to go travel on. Why is that so? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Ches. Afilu kamar pasos, he's allowed to even travel a great distance beyond the tum, because im shemi yishar b'midbar leolam yichalo Shabbos. Because if he stays in the desert, then forever he's going to be mechalo Shabbos. V'yomutz b'yerek l'zera, and he's going to die in that wasteland over there. So anything to get out of the desert, traveling, for example, that's bikuach nefasho. So there's no limit on what you can do in order to save your life, and therefore no travel restrictions apply, even on the day that you hold the Shabbos, and certainly not on the other days as well. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Tes. The reason we allow this is kedei lamar lotzeis min hamidbar, to get you out of that desert as fast as possible and get back into knowing which day is really Shabbos. Avol shari yisurim, but other prohibitions, afilu ein arak shvus derabbanan, even if they're only rabbinical prohibitions, also lasos b'yom hashvishlo, that you're not allowed to do other than for absolute needs for your parnasa. You're only allowed to do that on the Shabbos day that you hold the Shabbos, but anything else you're not allowed to do. And this is brought down in the name of the Morgan Avram. The issue footnote number 6 explains over here, Hatam shebechol sheishas hayomim mutar lo lasos yisur derabbanan. The rest of the week we allow you to do yisur derabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down, explaining the Morgan Avram, Mishum sheklape kol yom zeh sofik derabbanan shadin lahakel. Because every day we can say sofik over here, and therefore sofik derabbanan lahakel. But on the day that you're considering a Shabbos for yourself, so chal olav Shabbos midirei sofim, it's rabbinically Shabbos for you, osalasos afilu isadur abonin. Therefore, the rabbi said, in that situation, we're not allowing you to do even an isadur abonin. And the same thing would be analogous to Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, the second day of Yontif in Chutz Loretz, which we hold al sofek. Maybe it's really yesterday was Erev Yontif and today is Yontif, or really yesterday was Yontif, today's the first day of Chol HaMoed, let's say. Nevertheless, the rabbi said, also lasses will feel this to their body. You're not allowed to do any Isurim on the second day of Yontif in Golios. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down, however, Ube El Yerabba, Mekel Bishvus Afilu B'yom Shvishalom. The El Yerabba says that other derabbanans you are allowed to do on the day that you're holding a Shabbos, because the same rationale really applies. Why are you allowed to do derabbanan on the day you're not holding a Shabbos? Because it's a sofik derabbanan. So too on Shabbos, even though you're holding it as Shabbos, kiven durak sveika derabbanan, the El Yerabba permits you to go and do this melacha. That's the derabbanan even on Shabbos. And now we go to the final sif in the entire third volume of Mishnah Berurah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been so kind to allow us to learn together. And Sif Beis HaMechaber writes, Hayodea minyan yom sheyotzebo. The person knows the day that he left, but he doesn't know which day of the week it was. So he knows he left a certain number of days ago. He knows it's the fourth or the fifth day from the time that he left. But he doesn't remember. Did he leave on a Tuesday? Did he leave on a Thursday? He knows he's been traveling for 5 days, but he doesn't remember which day he left. So then, on the eighth day from him leaving, he definitely is allowed to do any melacha that he wants. Because shebiyom kazeh yotze mibeiso, because the eighth day is the same day that he left, right? Every 7 days, the eighth day is the same day. So if he knows, for example, he left 8 days ago, so he absolutely knows he didn't leave on Shabbos, and therefore this day is Vaday Chol. And likewise, and the same thing would apply 8 days later. Again, every eighth day. So on day one, he didn't do melacha, that's day he left. So on day 8, he knows that's not Shabbos. And day 15, he knows it's definitely not Shabbos. And likewise, b'yom esim u'shnayim, on day 22, it's definitely not Shabbos. V'chein li'olam, every 7 days later, i.e. on the 8th day, it will definitely be the same day that he left. He left on day 1, so therefore day 8, day 15, day 22, day 29, etc., at sofa olam. And that's what the Mechab is telling us. On that day, it's vaday chol, and on that day, he can vaday do any melacha that he wants to. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkot Nyud, V'yau kein osur lasos takeif melacha. The guy, when he leaves, can't do melacha right away because he says it's 4 days since I left, but he doesn't know if he left on a Thursday, and maybe now it's Shabbos. The Shema Yotza b'yom sheni u'shlishi, left on a Monday or Tuesday, v'yom yom Shabbos, and the fourth or the fifth day is Shabbos. L'chein b'yom shishi u'shvi, on the sixth or seventh day, the Shema Yotza b'yom rishon u'sheni, maybe left on Sunday or Monday, and therefore all the days still he can't do melacha, only on that eighth day from the time that he left. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nyud Aleph. B'yom Shmini Litzioso, on the eighth day from when he left, he can definitely do melacha. Dirshu footnote number 7 points out, V'chein in his Ane Tanis Chalom B'Echad Hayomim Shesofik Lo Imhu Yom HaShabbos. The guy has a bad dream while he's out there in the desert, and he fasts. Now, maybe that day is Shabbos. So you're allowed to fast the Tanis Chalom HaShabbos, but the Knas, so to say, is that you have to fast another day instead. So what he brings down over here in this Dershu footnote from the Kaf HaChaim is that you're allowed to go and make up your Tashlumin for fasting on Shabbos on the day that you know Vaday is not Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Avo b'yom chi osur, but on the ninth day from when you left, you can't, because even though it's unlikely that Agam de'ein derech lotzis mi'besu be'er Shabbos, that would have meant that you left on a Friday. If the ninth day is actually Shabbos, it means you left on a Friday. Dilma miklale shayora unafa be'er Shabbos. While it may be unlikely, it's still possible. And obviously the guy doesn't remember. If you remember, then it's not a concern over here. But if you don't know when you left, so maybe you did leave on Shabbos because that's when the caravan was leaving. That's when everybody was going. So you had to pick up and go with them. And therefore, vimkein yom chi litziyasu hu Shabbos. And in that situation, when you left on a Friday, then the ninth day would be Shabbos. However, avo b'yom shmini, again on the eighth day, v'chein b'leilo, and at night, mutter, it's definitely permissible because there's no way that you left on Shabbos. So therefore, the beginning of the eighth day, the night of the eighth day, orally the eighth day, as well as the eighth day, it's absolutely permissible, vadei, to do any melachos, the rabbon and the raisa, and indeed, one should try to do as much as you can that day so you don't have to work on any other days. Because rachronim, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, dim yochel lasas melacha ba'osu yom, if in that one day you can work very, very hard and make enough money to be able to support yourself for the entire week, so then also lasos melacha kol shua, then you're really not allowed to do work any other days. You have to do all of your work on that day because that day is the one day that you know is vaday over here, a non-Shabbos day. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibur Hamaskel Mitzumtzemes brings down a very important question. He says, "L'chora, lama lo hirshu shi'arviach biyom echad o b'shnei yomim harbi yoser mikdei parnasoso, k'dei shi'yuchal lishbos achakach arbo v'chamish yomim ulocha." He says, why don't we, instead of making the guy only work a few minutes every day till he earns enough money for that day and then stop, so then he's actually being mechal Shabbos for sure, because every single day he's working a little bit. He's doing Yisurim D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan every single day, albeit just enough for that day's parnasa, but every single day he's doing Yisurim. Why don't we say instead, work really hard on one of the days and earn enough for 2, 3, 4 days, work another day, earn enough for 2, 3, 4 days, and in this way, in this fashion, Korov Shiyakayim Mitzvah Shabbos Kidin Torah. There's at least a statistical likelihood that you will have observed Shabbos. The days that you're not working, you only work 2 days, so there's a excellent chance, 5 out of 7 chance, that you're not going to be working on Shabbos, because the other 5 days you're not working are potentially Shabbos. It's Masha Eken Ata, but if you work every single day a little bit, Shuoseh B'choyom V'yom, B'vada Yischal Shabbos Melocha D'Raisa. So the Chofetz Chaim asks a very, very strong question over here. Instead of working a little bit every day and definitely being Mechal Shabbos, take your chances, work 2 or 3 days, and not work the other days of the week, and maybe you won't be Mechal Shabbos at all. Why don't we suggest that? So he answers, Yesh Lomar, the Ata, now, Yishuoseh K'dei Parnososo, when he's working now and he's doing that day, that little bit of work for that day, that's not called Chilul Shabbos. That's called Shmiras Shabbos in the sense that you're allowed to do that. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do at that moment in time. Dinogeya lo b'chol yom lepikuach nefesh, because that is called for you pikuach nefashos, and therefore you're allowed to do it, and it's not called Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, based upon this reasoning, and therefore, this is better than saying, okay, I'm going to do a lot of work on other days, which really is Shabbos, but you don't know that, and you're doing excessive work that's not pikuach nefashos, because you have enough for that day. And that's why the Chofetz Chaim says, the way that we told you to do it a little bit every day is better than doing a lot on 2 or 3 days of the week. And the Chofetz Chaim continues over here, and he says we can learn out a very important din as well. Man, an army person. Chofetz Chaim was always writing Svarim, very much interested in Sefer Machne Yisrael and other Svarim, how to deal with the fact that they often grabbed Jewish people and put them in the army for many years. And he wrote Svarim and gave Eitzes how to be as observant as you possibly could be in such a terrible situation. So he says a person in the army, the government, the army is making him They're saying, you have to do this malacha d'oraisa. You're in charge of washing the clothing. You have to wash the clothing. You can do it Friday afternoon. In that situation, you have to do it Friday afternoon. You have a choice of doing it whenever you want. If they say they want it done by Sunday, so you must do it Friday afternoon in order not to be chal Shabbos, as we've already explained elsewhere in the Shaarat Zion. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, in a situation, you weren't having time Friday afternoon to do it, and now it's ben hashmashos on Friday afternoon. In that situation, mutav, he says, lo lasos hamlocha lemocha, then wait till Shabbos when you have to do it. Ach sh'ozu yom Shabbos vada, even though then it's vaday Shabbos, because in this situation, sh'ozu murchach lezeh ve'en olav isser, because at that point in time, there's no isser involved in you doing it. That's analogous to doing parnasa over here that we've been talking about every day, because that's no longer an Isser Shabbos. That's not called Chilul Shabbos. That's called Pikuach Nefashos. So when they force you to do it on Shabbos during the day, that's when you can do it. But don't do it right now during the Ben HaShmashos, because maybe you don't have to do it. Something will happen tomorrow. Masha Ein Kein, in this situation, Atum Chilul Shabbos Biritzono, albeit Besofik, because in the Ben HaShmashos time, we're not sure if it's Shabbos or not, but you could wait till later. And therefore, he says, that is one approach. But the Chofetz Chaim says, v'yesh litchos, you could push that approach aside. And he says, dibin yaneinu hu shnei yomim. In our situation here, we're talking about you're doing the work either on one day or the other day. Masha enkein hacha, here you're talking about doing the work, you're definitely going to have to do the work on Shabbos. Either it's bein hashmashos on Shabbos, which maybe isn't Shabbos, or you're going to definitely have to do it on Shabbos. And that's one day. And therefore, what difference does it make if it's the beginning of Shabbos or later in Shabbos? And here it's certainly much better. Mutav shiyakdim, you should definitely do it now, because the efshor shiyinotzal yedeis that michul Shabbos. Maybe it's actually during this bein hashmashos period of time when it's not Shabbos, and therefore you're not being michal Shabbos. The issue footnote number 10 brings down. If somebody is sick and he's definitely going to need to have Chilul Shabbos done on his behalf on Shabbos, so is it preferable to go and do this right now or wait till it becomes a chiv to do so on Shabbos? So that's a machlokas we had previously. Look in Simon Shin Chav Ches Siv Katan Tezayin. And similarly, we had the same thing over there. If there's an operation that needs to be done on Shabbos, should you do it right away on Shabbos, or should you wait till later in the day on Shabbos? There'll be less Chilul Shabbos. We also discussed this as well in Shin Chav Ches Siv Katan Lamed Hey. And finally, he brings down Cholish Yeshbo Sakana Shimnatu Lo Lecho Milel Yom Kippur Pachus Miashir. If we have a sick person who's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but if you give him less than pachos mikashir, which is not as severe an iser as eating the size of the she'ir, so then, in that situation, which is preferable? Should you go and eat earlier than you have to, pachos mikashir, or wait till you have to and eat the actual she'ir? So this is also machlokis over here. He brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal, Shiesh Lahachu Kfar Milel Yom Kippur Pachos Mikashir. Rav Moshe says it's preferable to eat the Pachos Mikashir earlier than wait till you have to eat the full shear. And on the other hand, Rav Yashiv brings down Shiesh Lahamtin Ashi Tzorich Lecho Liach Mikain Shir Sholem Beheter. Wait till you have to eat, because then you're allowed to eat Beheter. Finally, he says, Ilinyin Yontif Shechol B'Erev Shabbos. If Yontif is on Erev Shabbos, so Friday is Yontif, and on Shabbos you're going to have to do something. With Shabbos, ye'ez inyan shel pikuach nefashos. So you have a choice now. You could do this over here on Yontif on Friday when it's not such a pikuach nefashos, or you can wait till Shabbos when it definitely will have to be done, and in that situation you're desecrating Shabbos. So the choice is, should you desecrate Friday Yontif over here or Shabbos? Shabbos is more severe, more strict than Yontif. So he says, Tov l'haktim lasos l'mlochok far b'yontif. He brings down from the Hemek Dover that it would be preferable to go and be mechalo Yontif already rather than wait until it's Shabbos. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Igros Moshe disagrees. He says, "Ein lasos the melacha b'yontif. Don't do the melacha on yontif, because right now you don't have to. The afsh yontif kami Shabbos, even though it's a more lenient prohibition that you'd be transgressing, but right now you're not in the matzav yet of pikuach nefashos. So he says, wait till it's the matzav of pikuach nefashos, albeit that will be on Shabbos, and then desecrate the Shabbos beheter rather than desecrating the yontif over here prematurely before you have to. And this is also the psak of Rav Yashiv. With this, we conclude the Mechaber and the standard Mishnah Berurah and Dirshu footnotes over here on today's Shir, which is officially the last day in Volume 3 of the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah over here has an additional summary statement over here about all of the melachos of Shabbos that are not included in Shulchan Aruch. There are a listing over here of seven melachos Shabbos that are melachos daraisa that aren't included. And Mi'etz Hashem, we will have that as a separate share for tomorrow. But in the Dirshu calendar, this is all Kuf Tzadi Hei Omen Aleph and Kuf Tzadi Hei Omen Beis are one share. So we conclude today's share over here with the, again, thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing us to, Be'ezus Hashem, almost have totally completed the first half of all of the Mishnah Berurah. With this, we conclude today's share.